Reading from the Jiva Dharma, chapter 37, Sringara Ras Vichar. I forgot the title, but we'll read on. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnana Timurandasya, Gananjana Shalakaya, Taksurun Mulatam Yena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Vrindavan. It's still pretty active here. I give morning class, evening class, great people coming. And we're able to go quite deep during the Antilila chapter 1 in the evening and Bhakti Lok by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the morning. And today, also Raghunath's here with his family and some people from Super Soul Farm. The core members, and they're also coming to class, and I'll be going to Govardhan. And yesterday, I went to a place, and I can't believe I never went, because it's only about 20 minutes away. It's called Sobari Muni's Ashram, and it's the most Braj walk place in Darshan I've ever seen. It was just so... Those of you who haven't been there, and come next time, I'll take you. It's just astounding. The view is absolutely unparalleled. The view you get of Vrindavan and the skyline of Vrindavan and the forest of Vrindavan and the people and the Brijbasi. So I only have about less than 30 minutes because... I have to do my deity worship, and then after my deity worship, I quickly have to give class, take breakfast, and then I'm going to Govardhan for the day. So, anyway, we're describing right now Vipralamba. There's in Sringara Ras, there's two moves. There's union and separation, Vyog, Viplamba. And there's four moods of separation, which we discuss. Purvarag, the separation you have from someone who you haven't met yet, but you've heard about and you're longing for. And then there's man, where somehow in anger and quarrel, you're separated from your beloved. And now the last two are prem vachitya and pravas. And these are very, very deep moods of love. Of course, this is very, by now it's a very technical book because the protagonists of the book, Vijay and Vaishnava, are so far above us in their studies, but they're allowing us to see their studies as they're basically studying Ujjwala Nilamani in Puri, which is about Madhurya Ras. They're studying that from Gopal Guru Goswami. So these are all the same categories that are described there a little bit more elaborately. So what is prem vaichitya? And this is very important. Goswami, prem vaichitya refers to heartfelt pangs of separation that the nayaka feels, a heroine, when she is very close to the nayaka, the hero, and it, in its intrinsic nature, and it's the intrinsic nature of prem in its highest state. This super excellent feature results in a type of helplessness or agitation of mind that creates an illusion of being separate from Krishna. And this unnatural state is called vaichitya. So, so this is a separation that's only felt at the really at the very, very highest stage of love. There's prema vivartha and prema vachitya, and these are the two illusions of love that are the most intense. Prema vivartha is Krishna is not there and you see Krishna, just like Radharani sees a tamal tree and she sees the tamal tree and she embraces the tamal tree. And this is prema vaichitya. Now Krishna is there and you don't see Krishna. And of course, the famous story is at Prem Sarovara, where Radha is on Krishna's lap, a bee comes to disturb, and Krishna has his Priyanarma Sukha, Madhu Mangal, take his Dupatta, little charter, small charter, and chase the bee away. And when he thinks he succeeded, he yells, Madhu is gone. Madhu means Krishna, but it also means bee. Radharani hears it as Krishna is gone. And she has so much emotion that's already covering her, in a sense, cover emotion that covers intelligence, perception, that she has Krishna's gone. And she becomes in complete separation from Krishna, even though she's sitting on Krishna's lap. And then in that type of separation, the object that was before you now enters into your heart. And thoughts of Krishna are not different from Krishna. So Krishna actually enters the heart in that separation. And this is one of the things that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to experience. He wanted to feel this, what Radha felt in this kind of love. Now the last one is pravas. Last type of separation, Goswami. Pravas is the obstruction or hindrance between the nayaka and nayika, between the nayaka and nayaka, when they have been together and now separated, either because they live in different countries or different villages. Because of a difference in mood, visantara, because they're in different places. In pravas, one experiences all the vyabhachari bhavs of Sringaras, except jubilation, pride, madness, and shyness. There are two types of pravas, that which is intentional and that which is not pre-planned, or which take place by force of circumstance. So this is separated by being in different places, different villages or different countries. So it's intentional, they do it on purpose, and unintentional. So Bijay, what is intentional pravas? Intentional takes place when the nayak, the hero, goes away because of some obligation, responsibility. By his very nature, Krishna is obliged to his bhaktas. For example, the moving and non-moving jivas of Vrindavan, the Pandavas, and Shrutadeva and Mithila, to give them full happiness and good instructions, and to fulfill their desires. Prabhas has two further divisions. One is just going out of sight, and the other is going some distance, sudura. There are three types of sudura prabhas, corresponding to the three phases of time, past, present, and future. During sudura prabhas, the Nayak and the Nayak exchange messages. So they're exchanging messages, even though they're in different countries or different places or at a distance. Or just going out of sight, but this is going at a distance. What is unintentional pravas? Unintentional pravas is the sudura pravas, means at a long distance, caused by subordination to others or by circumstance that beyond one's control. There are various types of subordination, classified as divya, adivya, and divya-divya. The 10 states that occur in this pravas are thoughtfulness, sleeplessness, anxiety, becoming thinner, darkening of the limbs and face, incoherent talk, illness, madness, bewilderment, and longing for death. And deeper lamba caused by pravas, these 10 states manifest even in Krishna. My dear Vijay, okay, anyway, they don't explain it. They don't explain it. Unintentional bhavas is the, okay. My dear Vijay, although various states appear as anubhav in the different types of prema, I've not mentioned them all. Generally, all these states appear as the effect of gradation of prema, beginning from sneha and developing through man, pranaya, rag, anurag, and bhav up to mahabhav. So these are the different stages of prema, and these states appear at different effects. However, the stage of mohan, or unparalleled state, which I've already explained, manifests in Srimati Radhika. Some of the authors of Rasa Shastra have accepted Vipalam related to compassion as a separate division, but I've not explained this rasa separately because it's another type of pravas. So very esoteric subjects. I hope we got something out of it. As Vijay was contemplating Sri Guru Goswami's instructions on Vipralamba, he said to himself, Vipralamba Ras, this is separation, is not an independent phenomena or a self-perfected Ras. It simply promotes and nourishes the mood of Sambhog. For a jiva bound to worldliness, such pangs of separation, Vipralamba Ras, manifest in a special manner. And this is ultimately favorable for his pleasure in meeting Sambhog Ras. However, in the eternal transcendental Ras, the Bhava of Vipalamba exists eternally to some extent. In fact, the variegatedness of spiritual pastimes cannot be invoked to the fullest possible degree without Vipalamba. So he says, for us, then, this separation manifests in a particular way. And it's ultimately favorable for us eventually meeting Krishna. But actually, in the eternal realm, this Vipralamba is not a means to anything else. It exists eternally. And because Sambhog cannot exist, not manifest fully without it. Thus ends the 37th chapter of Jivadharma titled Sringara Ras, Sringara Sarup, and Vipralamba. Chapter 38. Shringara Ras Vichar, Mukya Sambhog, and Ashtakaliya Leela. I think we're getting pretty close to the end of the book. Vijay Kumar, with folded hands, inquired from his Gurudev about Sambhog Ras. He replied affectionately, Goswami, there are two types of Krishna Leela. Prakat, manifest, and aprakat, unmanifest. So now he talked about the Dipalambya separation, now he's talking about Sambhog, union. The states of separation, viraha and vipalamba ras, that I've already described correspond to prakat lila. So separation is only takes place in the manifested world, not the unmanifested. There's no separation. Even if there's separation in an unmanifested way, if the separation of Krishna is consciousness. So if you're a separation thinking of Krishna, then actually within your heart you'll be with Krishna. However, in Aprakat, Vrindavan, there is no separation of the Vrajadevis from Srihari, who is eternally engaged in his variegated blissful lila, such as the Ras Lila. It is written in the Mathura Mahatmya, Krishna plays eternally with the gopis and the gopis there. Since the verb plays, kreed, is in the present tense, it's understood that Krishna's lila are eternal. Therefore, in the aprakat lila of Golok or Vrindavan, there is no separation caused by Krishna making his residence in a distant place, Dura Pravas. Love and union exist eternally there. The Nayaka and Nayikas are respectfully the Vishaya, the object, and the Ashraya abode of love. That means that the abode of love is the subject of love, or the lover, and the Ashraya, or the Vishaya, is the object of love of the beloved. So the Nayak and the Nayikas are respectfully the object, Vishaya, and the subject, abode, Ashraya, of love. And the term Sambhog refers to the wonderful bhav that arises from the rapture of the loving dealings, such as seeing each other, talking together, and touching each other, the object which is solely to give pleasure to each other. There are two types of Sambhog, Mukya and Gona. Gauda. So Sambhog means union. But unlike the material world, the union is simply to give pleasure to the other purely. There's no taste for anything selfish in the spiritual world. Vijay, what is Mukya Sambhog? Goswami, Mukya, principal Sambhog, is the Sambhog that takes place in the awakened state. There are four kinds of Mukya Sambhog. Sankshipta Sambhog, brief Sambhog, which take place after Purvarag. Purvarag, they had meet each other, and then they meet themselves briefly. Sankirna Sambhog, restricted Sambhog, which takes place after man is pacified. So they're separated from anger, and then they meet. And Sampana Sambhog, enriched Sambhog, which takes place after the Nayak and Nayika have been somewhat distant from each other for a long time. And there is Samriddhiman Sambhog, flourishing Sambhog, which takes place after being separated by a long distance. So now they'll explain each. Vijay, please describe Sankshipta Sambhog in more detail. So this is, after not meeting, then they finally meet briefly. Goswami, Shipta Sambhog is characterized by reverence and shyness between the Nayak and the Nayika. As a result, the expressions of their mutual love, such as kissing and embracing, are brief and hasty. Please describe, Vijay says, Sankirna Sambhog. This is when they, after anger is pacified, Goswami, in Sankirna Sambhog, the Nayaka endeavors for amorous pastimes are expressed with simultaneous feelings of pain and pleasure. This is compared to the relish of chewing hot sugar cane, although it is sweet, it is also burned. The state results from her remembering that her Nayaka deceived her, from seeing marks of amorous enjoyment on the Nayaka's body, or from hearing from the others about his amorous activities with other women. So, it's a mixed feeling. Nice example, hot sugar cane juice. It burns, but it's sweet. Now, what is Sampana Sambhog? And this takes place after they've been distanced from each other for some time, because then the fourth one is for a long time. So, Sampana. Sampana Sambhog takes place after the Nayak returns to be with the Nayaka after being a short distance away. There are two types, Agati and Pradurbhav. Agati is the appearance of the Nayak, it's Krishna, the hero, before the Nayaka, Radharani, during the routine of general everyday life. For example, the gopis have darshan of Krishna regularly in the evening when he returns from gazing the cows. Pradurbhav refers to Krishna's sudden appearance by the gopis when they are extremely overwhelmed by prema. An example is Sri Krishna's sudden appearance before the gopis when they were lamenting his separation because he had disappeared from the Rasa-lila. In Pradurbhav, there is a festival of happiness arriving from the fulfillment of one's long-cherished desires. So what is Samriddhiman Sambhog? After a long time, they meet. Goswami, it is not possible for the Nayaka and Nayikas to see each other and meet together all the time because they are subordinate to others and are bound by social etiquette. The profuse bliss that they experience when they meet suddenly after being released from the influence of external pleasure is called Samriddhiman Sambhog. There are two types of Sambhog, Ras, namely Chana, concealed, and manifest, Prakas, and there is no need to explain them at present. Okay, so there's no need. So now they said there's Mukhya Sambhog, direct, and now there's Gona Sambhog, indirect. So Goswami, Gona Sambhog refers to the particular pastime of Sri Krishna that are experienced during dreams. There are two kinds of dreams, general and special. I've already described general dreams in the context of Vyabhachari Bhav. The Sambhog in special dreams experiences real and supremely amazing, and it is endowed with Stai Bhavs and Sanchari Bhav like those of the waking state. In other words, it is exactly like Sambhog when one is awake. Gona Sambhog has the same four divisions as Mukhya Sambhog, which are Sanshipta Sambhog, Sankirna Sambhog, Sapana Sambhog, and Samridhan Sambhog. Okay, I have about 3 minutes before my class. If anyone would like to say hello, please. Okay. Is anyone there?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hey, thanks so much. It's Priya.
Okay, who said that? Hare Krishna. Who is that?
Priya.
It was Priya and Gail.
Priya and Gail. Oh, okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Good.
Hare Krishna.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Who else? Who?
Jai Shri Radha also here.
Jai Shri Radha. Jai Shri Radha also here. Okay. Haribo. Great. Anybody else? Okay, we'll end for today because I really got to go. Bunch of opportunities for business.